Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's cabinet says today that China will build more railways and increase the number of small and medium-sized cities as it seeks to raise the proportion of urban residents in the population. The plan says that China's rural residents employed in cities will see their incomes rise, increasing consumption while investment in urban infrastructure, public service facilities, and housing will drive economic development. At present, permanent urban residents in China make up 53.7% of the population of almost 1.4 billion people. China plans to raise this to 60% of the total population by 2020. The U.S. and its allies are expected to announce sanctions against Russia, including visa bans and potential asset freezes, one day after Crimea's vote to secede from Ukraine and join Russia. Residents in Crimea voted overwhelmingly in favor of the split in a referendum that the U.S., European Union, and others says violates the Ukrainian constitution and international law and took place in the strategic peninsula under duress of Russian military intervention. President Barack Obama told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday that Crimea's vote would never be recognized by the U.S. Private exporters reported to USDA export sales today of 107,400 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 13-14 marketing year. Also headed out the door, this time though, for 14 and 15, is export sales of 110,000 metric tons of soy meal, and that for delivery to unknown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,158. It's up 166 points. The NASDAQ, 3660, up almost 40. The S&P 500 is 1858. It's up 18 and one quarter points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew. Hello, Drew. Wait a minute.
The winner will get exclusive use.
Having problems getting a hold of Drew Lerner here. Go ahead and take a quick gander at the board to make sure we're correct. Let's try again. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, there we are.
Hey, miracles, right?
Hey, miracles. Exercise the board until the buttons work.
There you go. Well, it looks like the weather across the Midwest is going to be rather pleasant here for a few days. We're going to be a little cool, though. We're still trying to warm that soil up, and that's really what the biggest problem is right now. We don't have an excessive amount of moisture out there in very many places. There are certainly pockets that do need to dry down as well, but I'm more worried about the soil temperatures. And as we go forward through the next 30 days, it looks like the average temperatures are still going to be below normal across a big part of the Midwest. And for the High Plains region out to the west and hard winter wheat country, there may be a slight warmer bias over this next 30-day period. As far as precipitation is concerned, it looks like the southeastern states and the Delta will probably be wetter than the Midwest will. Now, it doesn't mean the Midwest was not going to have moisture abundance. We will have normal amounts of precipitation across many areas over the next 30 days, but the temperatures being cool will likely translate that into a continuation of rather moist conditions across the region. There will still be a below-average bias in precipitation across the areas from Nebraska into parts of Michigan and Wisconsin over this next 30-day period. Nothing dramatically below normal, but just a slight bias. The near-term forecast here is still favoring, though, a relatively good mix of weather. We're not expecting any significant storminess across the region. We are looking at a couple of small disturbances, though, that will march across the Midwest over this week. The majority of the precipitation that occurs is going to be relatively brief and light. the first disturbance will be a northern plains and upper Midwest disturbance. This one will likely occur as we go through the night tonight, and especially tomorrow. It'll produce snow and a little wintry mix of precipitation types across the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin, and eventually it'll produce some heavy snows across some of the region from eastern South Dakota into Minnesota. But the rest of the Midwest will only have a few showers, mostly rain showers, as the storm system passes off across the north. We'll look for another storm system somewhat similar to that that will occur as we move from Thursday night into Friday for the northern plains and the upper Midwest, and then the frontal boundary will march across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward into the coming weekend. The temperatures are expected to be somewhat mixed this week. We'll start off with 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the region here today, with some 40s in the south. As we get into tomorrow afternoon, 30s and 40s will still be the rule across the north, with some 40s, 50s, and even some 60-degree readings expected in the lower parts of the Midwest as we get into Tuesday afternoon. The warmest weather will be from eastern parts of Kansas into a portion of southern Illinois and parts of Kentucky. And then one more day out, it looks like we'll see some more cooler air coming into the Midwest. So Wednesday afternoon, 30s and 40s will be common again across the north, but we won't be any warmer than probably 50s in the southern parts of the region. Our low temperatures at night, not likely to be very dramatically cold, but we'll see some teens and 20s periodically across the northern parts of the region, while we'll see 20 and 30-degree readings in the south. This is World Weather Incorporated's meteorologist, Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 744.5. It's up 10.75. Soft July wheat is 685.75, down 4.5. May corn is 483.5, down 2.5. July 488.25, down 2.25. December 485, down 2.25. May soybeans 1389.75. Now 89.5, up 1. July 1373.75, up 2. November 1177.25, up 2.75. March soybean meal 445.50, up 1.50. March soybean oil 42.27. It is down 2 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis. He is in Midco in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I guess the tensions in Russia and the Ukraine have generally eased, although sanctions to follow.
Yeah, I think more story to come there, Dave. But really, when you look at grain movement, it hasn't been really any disruption. The big firms over there continue to say grain flow has not been interrupted at this point. Concern was is that, you know, as Crimea passed this resolution yesterday, that maybe Russia moves a little further into Ukraine, tries to exert a little more power there, but so far not much change. So market did set back a little bit early overnight, although we are seeing a little bit of a recovery here, but looks like, you know, more story to come there, but at least for today to start the week, pretty quiet on that front, Dave.
So you look at December corn, and it is sort of in a range, 502 at the top, 473 at the bottom. Which way is it going to break out?
Well, I think it's going to sit here in this range, at least until March 31st, when we see that grain stocks and plantings report, and that would be fairly typical of the trade to kind of wait and see. That's, you know, usually pretty two major reports here, and we usually see some volatility right before and right after that report. So up until then, if we don't see a whole lot of additional news, any surprises coming out, I think we stay in that range, kind of trade sideways until more is known about those numbers, Dave.
Does it do it even if wheat continues to rally higher?
Yeah, I think maybe we can get some support from some neighboring commodities. You know, see beans back to unchanged, even a little higher here this morning. But I think even wheat is going to be a little quiet here as we wait for those reports. Obviously, getting more of a weather market here on the wheat side with wheat coming out of dormancy. But as far as corn, I think it continues to be on the quiet side for the short term anyway.
How about the recent economic slowdown in China? How much is that on radars, the radar screens of traders?
Well, I think for the bean side, it's going to be interesting because all kinds of rumors around, you know, cancellations out of the U.S. and Brazil and how all that really shakes out and what their crush margins continue to weaken up. So I think those are probably bigger picture issues for corn and soybeans, but probably some repercussions still to come if there is a little bit of a slowdown, because obviously they mean a lot to our markets, especially on soybean side, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn, 483 3/4, down 2 1/4. July, 488, down 2 1/2. December, 485 1/2, down 1 3/4. May soybeans, 1387 1/4, down now 87, and fluctuating back and forth, 87 1/2, down 1. November, 1176 1/2, up 2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.